Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
You really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, or worried about your kids, or worried about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed.
Good evening, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, all of you out there that's listening to this New Year's Eve broadcast. This is the last broadcast for Let's Talk Truth in the year of 2013. So we're just excited about it, and we're going to just sort of do some reflections. The title of our show today is called 2013 in My Rearview Mirror. And those of you that drive cars, you know you're constantly checking in your rearview mirror to see what's behind you. Well, 2013 is a year, but at 12 o'clock, it's going to be behind us. And, you know, we won't be able to celebrate 2013 anymore. So tonight we're going to do some reflection. This is Lois Bullock, and I'm the host of Let's Talk Truth. And we're just going to share some truth with you about our experiences for 2013, how it's affected us in a positive and a negative way. Hopefully, it will be a thought-provoking process that will start you to thinking about the things that you have been involved in, both positive and negative, in 2013. And we're doing it early enough, Central Standard Time, that you will have a chance to really do some changes in the way you're thinking before the ball drops at 12 o'clock for 2014. So we're here tonight just to really enjoy ourselves and, as I said, reflect back. And this just is to say that another year is folding its arms and we'll never be able to enter into those arms again. Once 2013 folds up, it's done. And as you look in your rearview mirror, what has 2013 brought you that you will always remember? And what have you left behind in 2013 that will make you a better person moving forward? Now, Let's Talk Truth tonight. We're going to reflect back on what we're doing and what we have done, and to see that by the time 2014 comes in, if you're going to be thinking differently. You know, a lot of times coming into a new year, what are the first things we do? We make New Year's resolutions, and these resolutions mostly come out to make us liars because we don't fulfill any of those things. Tonight we're going to be joined by Mr. Motivator. He stopped by the studio, so we're glad to have him. We're glad to have Louise here. We're glad to have Courtney stop by. We're glad to have Shannon stop by. And we're just going to, you know, just kind of have some fun. But as I say at the top of every show, this show is called Let's Talk Truth. So guess what? If we're going to tell the truth, what do we have to do? We have to put God in it. Mm-hmm. He has to be in it because God is truth. And if we're going to come to some semblance of resolving something in our life, mm-hmm, and resolve it in a positive way, Mm-hmm. We have to incorporate God in it. So, as I say, I'm not here to preach to anybody, but let that be known up front. I will talk about the Lord. So if you're not into the Lord, this is not the show for you. So we're talking about Let's Talk Truth. Now, let's get started here, talking about in your rearview mirror. I'm just going to ask a blanket question out here. Mm-hmm. Looking in your rearview mirror for 2013, mm-hmm. what do you see back there? Do you see something following close behind you that you need to take care of? Or, you know, are you traveling alone? You don't see anything in your rearview mirror for 2013? Just exactly what is it?
Yes. I see, looking in my rearview mirror, times that I made some very wrong choices. So I'm having, you know, come up forward, you know, deal with some of the ramifications of those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Also, positiveness I see is seeing both my daughters graduate from school, one from high school and one from college. So I thought that was a positive change for us. It represented a pivotal change in our lives because that means we can go from that point, we can go ahead on and move forward.
That's good, Louise. It's interesting. You mentioned that about looking at some of the challenges that you've had to deal in the past, and the fact that you said the thing that you're excited about is seeing your daughters graduate from school.
Mm-hmm.
That is an awesome milestone for any parent to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Looking in my rearview mirror, I'm looking back at, hey, is there a lot of things behind me? Are there things behind me that may get in my way? Or I'm looking at my rearview mirror saying, hey, the traffic's not bad. There is still an opportunity to get further down the highway, down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of what I see in my rearview mirror. I look at my rearview mirror and I see things that maybe didn't get completed, and here's an opportunity for me to keep traveling to get to a destination where I can complete more things.
Okay. I think about, if I'm looking in my rearview mirror, there are still a lot of things
mm-hmm.
that I see
mm-hmm.
behind me. These are things that I need to focus on,
mm-hmm.
Things I need to change,
mm-hmm.
Expectations that I need to correct. But all of these things, I would say they're an ongoing process. It's not something I can do
mm-hmm.
Just right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they are goals. There are goals that I'm looking at. And a lot of things I've got to focus on is like disappointment. You know, it's and I think that looking at 2013 in my rearview mirror, it's a personal thing,
mm-hmm.
as it should be with everyone, because if I make a New Year's resolution, I can't make a resolution based on my family. I have to make it based on me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to make it a personal thing. Anybody else?
Well, I would have to say you made a good comment. Looking back is good if you can look back and see where try to look at things that you've made mistakes with and use that to go forward with, to
mm-hmm.
correct the things on down the road. But, of course, you know, most people who spend majority of their time looking back end up running into something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a crash. So it's good to try to learn from your mistakes, but you can't dwell on those things. You got to just look at what's in front of you and, hey, do I have, is my opportunity great? How's my future? I think I like what Ms. Sheldon said recently about expecting 2014 to be a great year for her, you know, because she's saying, hey, I'm declaring this thing, and that's where it's going to be, and I like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that hindsight 2020,
mm-hmm.
and looking in your rearview mirror, looking at things that you went through, things that have been done
mm-hmm.
or undone, whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
you can see the gaps and things like that. That's when you look at it like a home movie. You don't focus on it so much that you turn into salt because you're holding on to the past, but
that's right.
You look at it like a home movie. This is what happened. This was something that I went through. This is something that I needed to do, something I needed to accomplish. Once you can kind of put the little holes together that were missing out of 2013 going forward, you can learn from the mistakes that you made in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Look, or in any year before that, any mistake that you made that you learned from, set a certain level of standard of and set your expectation level, let it be known.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, my 2013 wasn't that great. It wasn't. It sucked majorly. I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
My 2013 was horrible all the way around. I hated the entire year. But I'm be optimistic and say my 2014 is going to be better. Has to be.
Well, I need to ask a question because she brought up something that I believe is valid
mm-hmm.
in your rearview mirror. You're looking at. If you or, like she said, her entire year sucked. Now, if we get to that point,
mm-hmm.
who takes responsibility for that?
Yourself.
Yourself.
That's why I said set a certain level of standard. If certain
okay.
things that I put up with in 2013 I won't do in 2014, there are certain things that I should have done in 2013 that I'm going to do in 2014. And when I say that, that's what I mean. It's a certain, you have to get to the point. And when you make a change within yourself, it can't be based off of your mama. Your mama ain't got nothing to do with it. It can't be your brother, your daddy, cousin,
mm-hmm.
sister, brothers. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It is based off of you and how, you know, your goal that you have set. Like, I'm not even making a New Year's resolution. I'm revamping my short-term and long-term goals.
Okay.
I'm changing it around.
Let's start right there because I think that a lot of our disappointments, and I'm big on disappointment. I can be disappointed quickly because I always base what is going to happen based on what I would do. And that's wrong. You can't do that because no one thinks like you.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares about what you want like you do.
That's
right. So,
and not even that, you also have to look. I seem to put myself, before I make a judgment
mm-hmm.
off of someone's action for their first time, I always put myself in that person's shoes. Do they have a valid point? They could have a valid point. I can see where you're coming from. If someone misunderstands something I said and they take it that way,
mm-hmm.
okay, I can easily get on defense and say, no, that's not what I meant, and get an attitude about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can say, you know what, I can understand why you perceived it that way, but that's not it.
I understand that part. Now, let me say what actually we get down to. I posted something on my Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and it said, I pray that my New Year's resolution will have more depth than the ones I have made in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by depth, I mean something that's meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of things I want don't mean nothing.
They only
based,
affect you.
Yes. And when you, and we're talking about Let's Talk Truth now, if some of the things you've done in 2014 merely impacted you or you wanted them to impact you and didn't,
mm-hmm.
then I don't think it's going to be any different in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're saying now God has to encompass the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to tell the truth, God is not thinking about you, me, and what I want.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's profitable for the kingdom's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is where we're getting off, getting ourselves put in a lot of predicament. Because if I look in my rearview mirror, there are things in 2013 that I was dissatisfied with. But were they things that were life-moving? Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
Now, you hit on something right there, things that were life-moving. I look at 2013, you know, sometimes it wasn't always easy, you know, doing certain things. Say, for instance, you know, when you invited me to be here, to be on the show. And sometimes there was a situation where I was in the middle of downtown Dallas, or I was out near the airport trying to get through the traffic to maneuver so I could be here for the show.
The convenience.
But it was frustrating, but once I got here to the studio, it was amazing. Then the other thing that was a highlight for me is that we did a show. I did a show on my show, on the Mr. Motivated show, and you were a guest. And I think the title of it was Passionate About Your Purpose. That was a highlight for me. It was a defining point. Not only did we get a lot of calls and emails from that particular show, I think you did such a great job of talking about our purpose and our destiny and how our design plays into that. It was a highlight for me because I've had many guests on the Mr. Motivated Show, but no one quite about the purpose and how that plays a big role in your life, the way you did that particular show. Then the last highlight for me was that you invited me and my family, my lovely wife, to spend Christmas with you and your family, the Bullock and the Goodspeed family, and it was just beautiful. I think it was one of the best Christmases I've ever had. I really didn't expect your family to be so loving and for everyone to be excited. And in fact, my wife and I, we weren't even really expecting. You know, I knew you would give me a gift because, you know, we were gifts, but I wasn't expecting to receive things from everybody in your family. And it just touched me so to see the love. And I'd say that was a highlight, seeing what it's like to experience Christmas with a big family like yours. So thank you for allowing us to spend our 2013 Christmas with you and your family. I'll never forget it.
You know, you're quite welcome. And I want to say this. I'm not putting my family over anybody. But we have been brought up to love. That's what we've been. Now, Satan is trying his best to get in there and redirect it. But we were brought up to care. That's from when I was a little girl. We were taught to care. We were taught to love and to share. And this is a highlighting point for me for 2013 because that's the depth. When I say I want to make my New Year's resolution, I want it to have a depth to it. I don't want to sit up here and say, well, I want to lose weight. I want to get my teeth done. I want to get my – that's making me superficial. You know, that's all about me. But that's not my purpose for being here. And so when I said I wanted it to be depth, and I said here that if – we don't strive our resolution to have a loving heart, then everything else we're doing is meaningless.
Wow. Anything you do that's superficial can't last. Some people make the resolution, I'm losing weight, and don't. It'll last for about 6 months, and fall off, because it's not really in you. That's something on the outside. Unless the inside has changed, you can paint up the outside all you want to, it's still not going to look at you.
It really won't, because you can find... Growing up, I would see some of the young ladies that was ugly little things. But their little personalities, their inside, their makeup was so flawless and so loving. It made them beautiful. And then you find those, that face you could be on a model of pictures. And they had such bad attitudes. Mm-hmm. They were just absolutely ugly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you say, God, she's ugly, but she was ugly inside. So these are the things, when I say death, our resolutions should have a death to them. It should have a change from your inside. That's what needs to be changed. Those things, we should strive for that kind of change in 2013. And one thing about being what we are inside is reaching for something that has not power, but reaching for something. I'm looking for a word here, and I keep using the word meaningful. But reaching for something that matters, that has substance.
Yes.
If you don't reach for something that has substance, then your 2013, you didn't learn nothing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And out of all the things that we lacked in 2013, do we really want to carry that over to 2014 and steady want it and want it and want it? Or is there something that we can should shake off before 12 o'clock tonight?
Well, you hit on something. You know, I thought about, you know, sometimes, Lord, we do things and we wonder, is it really worth it?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I think encouraged me was the fact my cousin, Wilbert Earl, went home to be with the Lord in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went down home to visit the family, his sister came to me in tears, and she said, Dwight, your cousin, Wilbert Earl, he was touched by that book, your book, Successes and Attitude.
Mm-hmm.
She said, he read it from cover to cover. And she said, God used that book, and he told her that book helped him to understand some things that he'd gone through, that he didn't understand why he went through those things. And she said, Dwight, he just shifted. He became a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And so she said that book helped him to position himself, so when the Lord called him home, she said, Dwight, he was ready. And she said he had that book right there close by him. And she said he went around to the other relatives sharing things in that book
that
helped him.
You know,
when
we do something in life,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It may not mean a lot to some people,
mm-hmm.
but your purpose to do it,
yes.
because there's someone out there that it's going to make a difference in their lives. And that's what I'm saying about for the New Year's resolutions that we make.
Yeah.
The reason we survived 2013 mm-hmm. is to do a better job in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like God left me here so that I can be rich in 2014.
Yeah.
He left you here to make a difference in somebody's life in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things that we have to strive and reach for.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter. Let the love of God need to be in the heart of man
mm-hmm.
moving forward. That's what you need to take into 2014. And you need to look back in 2013, look in your rearview mirror and look back there and tell me, what went lacking because I was not in position?
Mm-hmm.
Or what happened because I was in a messed up mood?
Mm-hmm.
Or what was it, who was hurt because I didn't have compassion? You know, what is it that I missed? And those are the things that we may need to make a New Year's resolution. Say, God, you know, you've given me this opportunity. I'm going to move into this next year. I'm going to do everything that you have purposed me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we talk like that within ourselves, we put our faith to work in, and we can also move into a different realm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like what you said. You mentioned that word faith. Because there was a gentleman who I visited with, and this gentleman, he's a very wealthy man, and I guess would be considered as a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he said, Dwight, I can to know who you are, to know where you at, all I got to do is meet your five best friends.
Mm-hmm.
and I know exactly where you are in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so 2013, not only was it incredible for me to get to meet a lot of very successful people, the one thing that touched me, and I think I spent more time with you, Lois, than some of the my other friends, and the fact that you're such a fighter, mm-hmm. and the victories that you got in a lot of those situations, I wasn't expecting it to work out for you. And all of a sudden, you know, you calling me, telling me, Mr. Motivator, guess what happened? You got a victory. And I saw the only thing that I saw you use was your gloves, and you boxed with faith. You expected to win every battle, even though it didn't look good. And so that was a highlight, because it just let me know we need to surround ourselves with the kind of people that we aspire to be like. Or we need to surround ourselves around people that have a winner's mentality, a winner's mindset. If you surround yourself with people that are doubtful and they're very negative, it's going to affect you.
Mm-hmm.
And so my goal for 2014 is to surround myself with more people like you, Lois, that don't believe in giving up. Your attitude is, I'd rather fight than switch.
Of course. And I know a lot of you young people, probably Shannon doesn't remember where that slogan came from.
No.
Rather fight than switch. This
yeah.
is when cigarettes had were able to advertise cigarettes on TV.
Yeah.
And your aunt used to smoke these cigarettes. They were called Tarringtons.
Mm-hmm.
And a Tarrington cigarette says, you'd rather fight than switch, and the woman would have the black eye around there.
Oh, right.
Remember that?
Yeah. Switch to another cigarette.
Yeah.
I can understand it.
So I'm really motivated, and I'm excited about this show tonight, because I can look in my rearview mirror and everything that, and I don't have to just constantly look behind me. I know what's back there. I know what I left back there. I know that I've left, how much of it I need to take into 2014,
mm-hmm.
how many fences I need to mend before I try to step into 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what's there. My thing is, I want to encourage everyone to not work so much on your outside, but to work on the inside of you. And the only way to change the inside of you, you have to let the Word of God do it. I see people all the time, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it. You can't do it. If you could do it, you never would be in that predicament in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing you have to understand is God has to be the one to change you on the inside. You are purposed to do one thing. If you're purposed to walk in that ring and fight, you've got to be strengthened to walk in that room. Someone who can equip you with everything you need to fight with is the one that has to change you. You cannot do it.
Right.
And a lot of people use that word I too much, because I can't do anything except Christ strengthened me to do it.
Yes. I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. I think another thing, looking my back in my rearview mirror, is the fact I think I've learned that the people that come into your life and they try to hurt you, Lois, they try to destroy your friendships that are important to you. They want to lie on you, or they do things to try to destroy your credit or to destroy your character. I think I've learned that the people that are your true friends are not going to do anything to try to destroy you and try to hurt you.
No.
And we got to watch out for those kinds of people, because these are the people that are wolves in sheepskin's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones that want to grin in your face. but they want to just tear down everything that you got. And those are the kind of people, those are people we really need to watch out for in 2014.
Mm-hmm. But exactly, we're moving into a technology stage where we have replaced people
yes.
for things.
Yes, we have.
We have everything. We got our iPhones, our U phones, our Wii phones. We've got every phone you can imagine. We've got a phone that can do this. We've got a phone that can do that. We've got a phone that if you lay it in your heart, in your chest, it'll make your heart beat if your heart stops. We've got all these different things. Now, I'm just being facetious,
right.
but we have replaced the love of mankind for technology.
That's because mankind is not always kind.
But
I say one bad apple for the bunch, and we can talk all day long. Tell me, let's talk truth. The majority of the world goes to church, but not they're not in church.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But,
so they don't have the ability to say, okay, when this thing will hit me, to walk away from it. One bad apple spoiled a bunch. If one person keep on, okay, you'll forget that first one. But if people keep continuing doing you the same way or doing you underhanded, that's why people replace technology. Because if my phone tear up or don't text right, I can get that fixed or put it down and get another one. But people ain't going to change. Human beings are not nice by nature. Human beings are a bunch of vampires sucking leeches.
Okay, now, you're absolutely right. But I'm going to throw that conjunction in there. Who remembers conjunction,
junction?
What's your function?
Schoolhouse Rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to throw that conjunction in there. But everything Shannon said is true. But it's all it takes is one person to stand. Now, I can't find the scripture. Some of you teachers email me with the scripture that tells me how many one can put to flight. And when you, but I believe it's something like 10,000.
Yeah, one can put 1,000.
1,000.
10,000.
Okay, so now. I don't care what we come up against. I want my heart to be right. I don't care what you do to me. I'm not going to fall in your category. There is a way that I can gain you rather than lose you. And this is what we talk about. This is the depth we need to go to through. Yes, we know flesh is evil and sinful. But there is a balm in Gilead. There is something that can touch and change everybody. I don't care if it's just me. If I come at all of y'all the right way, I'm going to get you one day. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be good, but you can touch the majority of the world, not you.
No, I can touch who I can touch. And then if I touch one and you touch one, that's how it goes. It only took one little baby. We just celebrated his birthday. One little baby to touch the whole world. One baby touched the whole world. And all we have to do is follow suit. Let this mind be in you that was what also in Christ Jesus. We have got to, I don't care if it's just one of us. I don't care what you do. You keep doing all your sinful mess. I'm still going to do what I'm supposed to do. In the end, what I do for God is the only thing that's going to count.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? What was that you said earlier today? When we talked about people believing things from other people and it not necessarily being right, but the fact that they make it look like it's right. This is how everything is going to be, and you told me, you said, Mr. Motivator, we can't believe everything that everyone tells us, because if we believe the way everybody the world is trying to get us to believe, we might as well just give up and just fall over and just die.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes what they give us is no hope. You know, you're doomed. You weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You didn't come in the right family, so there's no room for you here. And you said that if we listen to that garbage and if we believe like that, we'll never fulfill our purpose.
Never. Because we're going to focus on what somebody else's flesh is doing rather than what I'm purposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fulfill my purpose, and God's promise is if I do mine, he's going to do his part
mm-hmm.
with everybody
yes.
else.
Yes.
But we're afraid to try it.
Yes, we are.
I remember Shannon showed me something last night that was she showed me a baby. How old was this baby when he went into a coma?
She was a little girl. Her name, she was 2 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Her babysitter shook her violently. Shook
mm-hmm.
her brain, gave her brain damage. She's been in a coma since then. And then she's 8 months old.
Okay. What happened when she was 8 months old?
Her mom took her to church, and the woman, the preacher prayed, and they got about a bunch of people from the pulpit around her and got the whole church praying for the little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they prayed and shouted for 23 minutes. Then that baby woke up, like, opened her eyes, you know, woke up, and she was like, you know, at first, skepticism in me makes me be like, I want to see, well, she just sleep. And then they woke up the baby up, you know, our baby sleep in church. But her motor function was not that of an eight-month-old. She's too big to be acting like that. And she didn't look slow. So, like, her, she didn't have control of her tongue. She didn't have, like, she couldn't sit up. She just kind of, like, wiggled her head around and kept sticking her tongue out of her mouth. Like, ooh, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
She had a feeding tube. The woman prayed for her feeding tube. Then she going to eat on her own. She going to ride a bike. She going to, you know, go to school. She going to go to prom. She going to have a car, you know, was it, speaking all that stuff for the little girl.
Okay. This, now, she brought that, when she asked me about that little girl, she said, do you really think that this is true? Did they pray for her and that she came? Now, she knows it was true, but how skeptical are we when we put the Almighty God on something and then we're surprised when he comes through?
No, I just, no, you know, people swindle. I thought they doped the little girl up and gave her just the right amount of time to wake up. That's just, I know people who have done things worse. So that's initially where I was thinking. Because, but my thing is this, I've been in the presence of miracles. I've seen things happen. I've seen a preacher pray for things, and things happen right then.
Mm-hmm.
But the energy, and I was a young girl, so but the energy in there is something you cannot deny. I was just looking at the presence of a person holding the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it were me, I am not a mother, but if it were me, and I'm holding my daughter, who is 8 months old and who has been in a coma since 2 months, and my baby wakes up, I'm going to be so calm. Like, oh, she's awake. No. That's the only thing that made me skeptical about it. I'm not going to be all calm. I'm going to be screaming and crying, squeezing my baby to death. You know, like, oh, thank you, Jesus. We both going to be on the altar screaming and hollering. Oh, Lord, my baby's alive. Just think about it. If it was my niece, it don't have to be my child. If it's somebody that I love and I'm holding them, and you up there at the front and everybody praying and you got your head bowed, with God performing a miracle like that, energy has to be high in the room. You right there in the center and that close to a miracle in your arms, and you ain't passed out, and you ain't, you know, shouted out, woo, Lord, thank you. They can't even see my baby. If I saw my baby open her eyes, I'd have squeezed her to death and still been hugging her and crying. But she wasn't doing that. So, yes, that's why I asked. Did they dope the baby up and just shook a little bit of pinch just 23 minutes later? But yeah.
Yeah. We're so glad you could join us. We're talking about 2013 in your rearview mirror.
What about 2013 that's been paramount in your life that you'll always remember in a positive way? And then what in a negative way? Has there been anything paramount in your life?
I wouldn't say just paramount. But, I mean, my family is healthy. I got my degree.
Congratulations.
But, I mean, it's nothing like that stands out like, boom, you know, nothing just super amazing happened. Only negatives, just that I didn't hit some of my goals that I set. But that's my fault. Not nobody else's fault. It's my fault. That's about it.
Okay. Now, I wanted to bring this into those of you now. Even though I'm young, you guys, I'm very young. I'm 25, okay? I was talking about people. How many of you remember a young lady named Karen A. Twinlin? Well, it's a young lady who went to a party, and she had consumed diazepam, Pam, or something in it, some more drugs and alcohol. This was in March the 29th, 1954. She was 22 years old. She went to a party, came home. She had all that stuff in her system. She stopped breathing twice, 15 minutes. She was rushed off to the hospital. She was in a coma. She was in a coma for how many years? But she came out of the coma. Hold on a minute. She was in a vegetative state for several months. Anyway, they took her off her mechanical ventilation in 1976. You know when she died?
When?
1985. And she died from pneumonia. Wow.
Wow.
Miracles. Karen Ann Quinlan. I can remember. It was nationwide story.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
So we're talking about just this past 2013 and how we're looking forward to doing something different, but being a better person. I will tell you, let's ask God to bless us to be a better person inside. How to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that's going to get us from point A to point B. It's really the only thing that's going to make us see the things that we need to see or what should be important. Because right now, do you know why we are disappointed about certain things in 2013? It was out of our realm in the first place. We never should have been in that yard.
Mm-hmm.
We never should have been in that field.
Yeah.
You were out in that field trying to catch something that you weren't out supposed to be. You weren't even supposed to be in that area. So when we didn't accomplish what we set out to accomplish, we were disappointed.
Yeah.
I know that in truth, God is never going to make us lose out on something that's purpose for us.
Mm-mm, you're right. Yeah.
So when we crawl over into a field that you're not even supposed to be over there, and you're trying to catch the man's cow, and you know, and you don't catch it, then you go back across the fence, and you're disappointed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you hate you that moment. You know, your life just sucks.
Yeah.
Because you're all out of your realm.
I agree with you 100%, Lois. And this quote. I heard Joel Osteen make, he said, if things don't work out the way you had hoped, don't sit around all defeated. Dream a new dream.
Yeah.
Because that's where the word Plan B came from, not the little after field. They you got to have Plan B, C, and D,
because
you'll get rerouted any minute. It's always traffic jam.
It's always, but see, that's what I'm saying, but we're only rerouted because we're taking a trip without the master.
Yeah.
You got to take the master plan. Get in the master plan, and then when we're on our journey, we don't have, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? You're going to have fun the whole way, and all your little detour points, guess what's going to happen? They're going to be okay.
You're right. I like what Courtney said. Could you expound that on a lot of us taking the wrong route and going all the way around, and when there's a basic interstate that we started out at, and that's the one that's going to get us where we want to need to go?
Well, basically, the quickest place, the quickest way to a certain distance is a straight line.
Yeah.
Well, our lives begin on a straight line, but we like to detour. We don't like to go because it's boring or so. Whatever the cause may be, makes you get off of your straight line.
Yeah.
Well, you will end up getting to where your destination, where you're going, mm-hmm. but that detour has taken time out of your life. Mm-hmm. Now you are struggling to get it back. When all you have to do is stay on your course in the beginning.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't do that because we get sidetracked with a lot of things, life events
mm-hmm.
and everything. Nothing is playing perfect.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because the military, they have a thing saying the plan is only good until the first shot is made. Then the plan goes all to crap. I mean, you can say that you're going to do something, but right when you make contact with the enemy, the plan, you don't follow the plan anymore. It's chaos. It's kill or be killed. And that's what we have to understand is we have to understand that in 2013 it's going to be going, you know, it's going to be gone. What I want us to understand is that when we looked at things and we didn't, like myself, I didn't accomplish some of the goals that I wanted to in 2013.
Me either.
Because it was, I didn't want them bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
We put the Lord on it and everything like this, but the Lord won't come until you want it bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in there, but you have to want it. We put ourselves in position to succeed. And if you want it bad enough, you will put yourself in that position to succeed. You will go the extra mile. You will do it. But when you don't want to do that, you will not get nowhere. I don't care how much you pray, how much you seek God. If you're not willing to go the extra mile, He's not willing to go the extra mile with you because it's pointless.
It's faith. You have to do it by faith.
That's the thing that we have to understand. So in 2014, we need to be on it. And when I say honest, we have to be focused, determined.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be somewhat cocky, you know. We have to be like, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have a saying, anything worth doing is worth overdoing.
Yeah.
We have to overdo it. We're just doing enough to get by. That's not going to fly anymore.
Yeah.
You know, seeds are going to be started. C grades are going to be failing grades. You know, we need to strive for A's.
That's right.
You know, strive for high A's, 95 and above.
Yes.
And we can do that, but we have to want to do it. You know, all the people that's rich, they want to be rich. They went and wanted to be. They didn't wait on anybody. They didn't wait on anything. They set a goal, and they said, I'm going to get it by hook or crook. And that's what we need to do with our endeavors, whether it's relationships, money, health, wisdom, knowledge. We should be trying to get it by hook or by crook, not illegal ways and not mean ways, but just
the way God has purpose for you to do.
You have to do that. And then once you do that, you will see an increase in whatever you're looking for because every year, everybody, this is the year for increase, but you're not doing nothing to increase yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot increase staying still.
Yes.
There is nowhere in this world in science, in God, in anywhere where something can sit and not move and nothing's added to it, grow.
Okay. You're right. We've got 9 minutes, and I'm kind of going to do a little summation here. I'm going to put your past, 2013, and the things that we didn't accomplish. Have you ever sat down to a computer and you sit down and you get ready to go onto a website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just say that's you starting your life out. You're getting, you're on your journey. Then there's a little pop-up that comes on your computer, and you become interested in what popped up there, that little advertisement. So you click on that. What have you just done? You just left the road you were on. And you look at that one a little while, and then you leave that page, but they tell you, don't leave this page because you're going to lose something important, but you leave the page anyway. But before you can get back to the website that you initially, there's another pop-up.
Yes.
And this is something that interests you, so you're going to click on that, and you're going to keep looking. And when the day is over, how much have you accomplished as far as being on the website you should have been on, getting the things that you should have been doing, and you didn't do it because you entertained every pop-up that came on your way to your website.
Yes.
This is the way life is.
Uh-huh.
We need to understand that. Now that you have that in mind, stop being attracted by pop-ups.
Yes.
Once you had, first of all, you got to know what your purpose is for 2014. We can make all these plans for 24. I'm going to do, I tell you what I want. I want a 16-story house, a 16-room house. But is that what your purpose to have?
Yes.
What, you know, let's deal with our purpose before we try to deal with something else.
Yes.
So let's be our realistic goals. If I'm weighing 300 pounds, there is no way I'm going to be down to a size 5 in 6 months.
Yes.
Did it take me 6 months to get fat? No, it didn't. It took me longer. So these are the things that we, you know, we have to focus on. And just like Courtney said, whatever you have made up in your mind to do, that you want to do, you will do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just hope that what we want to do and our purpose in God is one and the same.
Yes. I'd like to ask you, too, maybe there's someone who had an issue. Maybe they feel defeated and something happened in their life. There may be someone or some people listening to us right now. They're in a wheelchair. They're strapped to a machine. And there's a sign that's blocking them from making a move or to do something to towards getting their health back. What would you say to that person, and what do you think a lot of them may be dealing with?
You know, I think that whether it's being mobile in your health, your movement, or being mobile in your purpose, one and the same.
Yes.
Fear will stop you from, it will make you stagnant.
Yes.
And we know that God is not the author of fear.
That's right.
Fear is false expectations appearing real.
Yes.
It's appearing real. It's not real.
Uh-huh.
So we have to do one thing tomorrow that I didn't do today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then after when tomorrow is passed, do something the next day that I didn't do tomorrow.
Okay.
This is how we're going to have to change what we do.
Okay.
And this is whether we are immobile
mm-hmm.
or whether we're up walking around.
Yes.
We have got to strive to move.
Yes.
2014 should be a time for movement.
Yes.
We have looked in our rearview mirrors
mm-hmm.
long enough.
Yes.
We know what was lacking.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So stop dwelling on what you didn't do, and let's start doing what we should do.
Yes.
And That's all that can be said. That's all that can be said. And so let's just, if any of you, anybody out there listening, would like to write me, you can at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. And that's let's without the apostrophe, L-E-T-S, talktruth333@yahoo.com. If you want to listen to this show in its entirety after we go off the air, you can do so by logging into www.loysebullock, that's loysebullock.blogspot.com. I promise you, if you will go onto there, you will not only get a chance to listen to the broadcast, but you can also take advantage of a little encouragement or inspirational quotes from me. And I think you'll be so very, very blessed if you read them.
Yes.
So I'd like for you to do that. And I want to just take an opportunity here. We have 4 minutes. This is the end of 2013 for Let's Talk Truth. This is our last show. I want to, first of all, thank God for giving us the opportunity to do this show.
Yes.
I want to thank God for every guest that has been on this show. A lot of my family members have supported me in so many ways to get this show and to keep it going every Tuesday. Mr. Motivator, you have been just awesome to be a guest on my show. And
thank you.
Short notice, long term, or whatever, but you've always come through. Louise, you have just been awesome. I've been able to depend on you. And there are several other people that's not here, but you know who you are. Those of you that listen tirelessly when we have a show, you always say, I listened to your show, and you all did a good job, or I think you should have done this, or well, we appreciate those things.
Yeah.
For those people that, you know, there are a lot of people who listen to this show that don't live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I thank you for taking the time. Because it's really time-consuming to take an hour out of your time and listen to us talk. But hopefully everything that you have heard from Let's Talk Truth during this particular show time for 2013, I do hope, number one, that it has been thought-provoking. I do hope, number two, that it has blessed you positively. And if it hasn't, I hope the anger that it has provoked in you has been a good anger, if you get rid of something that, you know, maybe you wanted to chew on. And I so want to say to everybody, no matter as of now, we're still going to be here next Tuesday, the first show of 2014, but we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. We want you to call in. And next Monday, we want you to call in because next Monday you're going to be able to talk to me when you call in. So I
give you the call in number.
The call in number is area code 323-580-5712. Y'all call me next weekend, and guess what? You can say hi, gorgeous, and I will be able to say hello. How are you? Okay, so we want y'all to just be positively, awesomely, ecstatically good tonight. So when at 12 o'clock, whatever state you're in, whatever time slot you're in, be blessed and bless somebody else on that for this coming up new year. Okay, this is Lawrence Bullock, and guess what? This is Let's Talk Truth, and we are loving you, guess how? With the heart of God. Good night.
Happy New Year
to everyone.
Happy New Year.